Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Biden administration is in some serious trouble today, but if you listen to them, they're going to try to convince you, with the help, of course, of the media, that there is not a crisis at the southern border, that there is literally no issue at all, and if there is an issue, it's actually the fault of somebody else's, not them. There's no issue at the border at all. In fact, anybody that tells you there's an issue at the border is lying to you. Because there is no issue at the border. There's not a single problem at the border. Now, they'll try to convince you this while also hoping you don't find out what I'm about to tell you. And that is that we are spending about $90 million. $90 million on hotel rooms for illegal immigrants. We wouldn't even spend money on hotel rooms for our men and women in uniform at the Capitol that we forced to sleep in garages. Underground garages, in the hallways, in the rotunda, in the hallways, in and around the Capitol. But we're going to spend $90 million, and this will not be the last check we make. We'll be watching this, and I'm going to be right. I guarantee you I'm going to be right on this one. We are going to spend $90 million. Did you hear me? $90 million on hotel rooms for illegal immigrants at the border. Now, if you listen to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, even he's having some semi-tough questions asked of him. He was on CNN, and I will give a little bit of credit to Dana Bash at CNN for actually asking a tough question. The only problem is when he started to lie, she didn't cut him off and correct him and say, well, sir, you're lying to us. That she didn't have the guts to do. So she asked a tough question, and then she just sat there and was completely silent as he lied about what actually happened. Take a listen to the Department of Homeland Security making up a lie saying the entire immigration system was, quote, dismantled by the Trump administration. That's why we're having problems at the border, which is just not true.
As I mentioned, more than 600 children have been in border protection custody for more than 10 days, far longer than is acceptable and allowed by law. That's 3 days. So did you change the policy too quickly without having the infrastructure in place to take care of these children?
Dana, we will not abandon our values and our principles. We will not abandon the needs of vulnerable children. That is what this is all about. We are executing on our plan. It does take time. It is difficult. Our plan includes the deployment of the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, to assist HHS in building its capacity more rapidly to shelter the children. But it is taking time and it is difficult because the entire system was dismantled by the prior administration. There was a system in place in both Republican and Democratic administrations that was torn down during the Trump administration. And that is why the challenge is more acute than it ever has been before.
Okay, so if that is true, then why was the Trump administration, okay, to be clear, why was the Trump administration not having the same problems that you guys are having right now? That question has to be asked. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has also got another problem on their hands. And it's a problem that everybody's been talking about is you guys have basically invited people to come into this country. You told them to come here. You said, we're going to give you amnesty. Hell, now we'll tell you we're going to give you a hotel room if you make it to America, and we'll pay for that. Well, we don't even pay for the hotel rooms of our men and women in uniform at the Capitol for the inauguration and the insurrection, quote unquote. So now the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayor Costa is saying, well, no, we're going to continue to communicate, telling people not to come here. How about actually telling them we're not going to give them citizenship? Maybe we should start with that.
Again, these are Democrats saying that the change in Biden administration policy is fueling the crisis. How do you respond?
I respectfully disagree with them. Let me just say that we have a number of work streams in place. As I mentioned, we are dealing with the needs of the children now. We are rebuilding orderly ways in which the children can make their claims without having to take the perilous journey to the border.
Right.
And we are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
Because what they argue is that the messaging isn't working, and that, despite that, that children and maybe even families are coming because they think that if they get here, the border will be open for them. That's causing the surge.
Dana, we are expelling families. We are expelling single adults. We have communicated, and we will continue to communicate to the children, do not come. I was going to mention but a minute ago, that we encountered three children under the ages of 10, three siblings, whose mother was murdered during the journey. Mm. Do not come. Give us the time to build an orderly system that will enable you to make your claim under United States law without taking the journey and imperiling your lives.
They're saying it on TV in America. They're certainly not saying it to the world, because we just said we got $90 million, folks, for hotel rooms. We got $90 million for hotel rooms. So come on over. We've said we're going to give out amnesty. Come on over. We've said we're going to be welcoming as a society. Come on over. We're going to give illegal immigrants checks from stimulus money. Everything this government's doing is saying, get your butt here as fast as you can. We're going to hook you up. And then he wants to sit there and say, oh, we're not saying that. We're actually saying the complete opposite of that. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? You expect me to believe this? To quote Joe Biden while he's falling on the stairs? Come on, man. You want me to believe that the people listening right now are not going to actually respond by coming to America because you're giving them money, illegal immigrants, you're giving them cash? Again, to quote, come on, man. You want me to believe this crap? Come on, man. This is what you actually want me to believe? Come on, man. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm calling BS here. Nancy Pelosi also lying to the American people, saying, oh, there is no crisis at the border. There is not a crisis at the border. You need to understand, there is no crisis. We've got everything in this country totally under control. You have nothing to worry about.
So to the extent that we can help solve some of the problems at home And instead of canceling that investment, which the Trump administration canceled the investment, that we had to do just that. I wish you could see the impact of what USAID can do to help children in those countries. So that is to back up again and say that Biden administration has this under control. It is change, and it'll take some time, but it is values-based, humanitarian in its aspects, pragmatic in how to, with a plan to get things done, and not just a diversionary tactic on the part of the Republicans because they are bankrupt of ideas on how to improve the lives of the American people.
We're not bankrupt on how to improve the lives of the American people, Nancy. We know that one way to improve the lives of Americans is not have millions of illegal immigrants coming into this country, taking away jobs from American citizens, or spending $90 million of our tax dollars giving out hotel rooms to illegal immigrants. Even the woke Washington Post, which is owned by Amazon's Jeff Bezos, understands that this is a disaster. And the Washington Post is a pro-immigration newspaper. They're now warning President Joe Biden that his failure to control the fast-growing migration, they call it migration, it's not, it's illegal immigrants, through the U.S. southern border threatens the Democrats' political power in Washington, D.C. The warning was buried in the last paragraph of an editorial by the newspaper's editorial board, where it said Mr. Biden, intentionally or not, has encouraged the flow in the name of a more humane policy. Americans would be wise to welcome a new approach while insisting on orderly management at the border, along with focused enforcement and messaging to prevent a surge from becoming a real crisis.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The editorial was mostly supportive of Biden, of course, but it was headlined, quote, "The influx of migrants isn't a crisis, but it could become one without careful management. When you're spending $90 million on hotel rooms, it's a crisis. When you have places that are 730% above what they should be in number of in capacity, it's a crisis. You can tell me all you want to that there's not a crisis at the border, like Nancy Pelosi said, but if there wasn't a crisis at the border, which there clearly is, then you wouldn't have to spend $90 million at the border. You just wouldn't. This is something, and again, Pelosi on the board, Biden administration has this under control. You do not. It's clear that you don't have it under control. Governor Abbott, by the way, he talked about this, sounding the alarm to John Roberts, saying this very clearly, that if you are in Texas and you're dealing with what I'm dealing with, this is a disaster.
And so we've known this is a crisis. What I learned in just the past hour shows that we are now dealing with a humanitarian disaster. I need to talk to you about two of the three locations where migrants are being held in Texas. As you know about the Dallas location, but in addition to the Dallas location, there's the location in Carrizo Springs, which is in South Texas, as well as in Midland. What we learned in Midland just in the past hour is two things. One is they have no proven clean running water at the location. They were using well water that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has informed the federal government has not been proven to be safe. There's no telling what could be in there, including the possibility of arsenic. So the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is evaluating the water, the running water. So there is no viable, usable running water at the location in Midland. And then on top of that, more than 10% of the migrants at the Midland location have now tested positive for COVID-19. In addition to that, you mentioned the Carrizo Springs location. We also learned within the past hour that more than 10% of the migrant population at that location has tested positive for COVID-19. So know this, and that is, anytime we're dealing with the massive amount of influx of people coming across the border, that would be a humanitarian crisis and a big challenge. Now, knowing the magnitude of the spread of COVID in these areas, this is occurring during the course of a pandemic, and it's endangering lives as we speak.
So now it's a humanitarian crisis as well as a crisis of our border. But don't worry. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary says the entire immigration system was fine, except we got a system that was dismantled by Trump. So now it's Trump's fault. And Nancy Pelosi then undermines what he's saying. At least he's saying there is a problem, but he's blaming Trump for it. Pelosi says on the border administration, look, it's not, it's all under control.
So to the extent that we can help solve some of the problems at home, and instead of canceling that investment, which the Trump administration canceled the investment that we had to do just that, I wish you could see the impact of what USAID can do to help children in those countries. So that is to back up again and say that Biden administration has this under control. It is change, and it'll take some time, but it is values-based, humanitarian in its aspects, pragmatic in how to, with a plan to get things done, and not just a diversionary tactic on the part of the Republicans, because they are bankrupt of ideas on how to improve the lives of the American people. They run to the border.
I go back to this. When they say we're bankrupt on ideas how to improve the lives of the American people, so they run to the border. That's our last question, right? They go to the border and say, see, there's a crisis down here. There is a crisis. You guys can't even get your crisis straight. The DHS secretary is saying there's a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. You're asking for $90 million for illegal immigrant hotel rooms. You got water that isn't even safe to drink at some of these areas. You're having to put them in Dallas in a convention center because there's such an overrun at the border from the crisis. Then you say they've got it under control, that there's not a crisis. And then you say, well, the Republicans don't have any ideas on how to improve the lives of the American people. We do. That's by making sure the illegal immigrants aren't coming to this country and aren't sucking us dry and bankrupting us. We do have ideas. We understand that right now, more than ever, we shouldn't be allowing illegal immigrants in this country from a COVID standpoint, from a pandemic standpoint, from a job standpoint. How much more do I need to say than just that? We get it. You don't. Every illegal immigrant that comes in this country is taking away a job or competing or lowering the wages of the jobs of Americans that desperately need those jobs. We understand it. You clearly don't. And if you don't understand it, then let me play for you the Brazilian man who was forced to, and again, it was amazing that they even allowed this to air on TV. I want to make that also clear. But there was an illegal immigrant who explicitly said to ABC News, Nightly News, Martha Raddix, or however the hell you say her last name, doing this interview at the border about this, and they're even calling it a surge at the border, fallout from Biden's open border policies, and she talks to an illegal immigrant who broke into this country, and this is what he said to her.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news and...
Hold on one second. Then let's go back to the other narrative the Democrats said. They've said, oh, this is Trump's fault. How is it Trump's fault if this wasn't happening when he was in office and illegal immigrants are actually telling you they wouldn't have tried this if Donald Trump was still the president because they knew they couldn't get away with it, but Biden administration said, come on over, and they listened to them and they did it. This is part of the crazy. This is part of the insanity of the left. They can't even get their story right any longer. They literally can't even get their story correct. The illegal has got it right, by the way. He gets it. He's like, oh, I wouldn't have tried this if Bush was in office. If Trump was in office, no way. Because I knew I wasn't going to get to stay.
You have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe Biden.
Okay, so I'm going to let the Democrats figure this out for me. Do me a favor. Tell me what it is. I just want to know, what is the new reason? What is the new reason?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're giving you different reasons now why this crisis is happening, the border. So their first reason is, well, Donald Trump dismantled the Department of Homeland Security. That's a lie. Then they say, well, it's because we love people and people misunderstood what we were saying about our border. That's also a lie. They say it's not because Joe Biden's giving out amnesty, which is also a lie because we now know they're trying to give out amnesty and they have legislation to do that right now. They say that it's not because, you know, these illegal immigrants feel like they're welcome in America. That's the complete opposite of that. The illegal immigrants are saying we feel welcome because Joe Biden was elected and he told us so. And look at their policies. We're giving out checks to illegal immigrants and stimulus checks. We spend $90 million to make sure that illegal immigrants breaking into their country are comfortable when they break in with hotel rooms. We're sending COVID shots to illegal immigrants and giving COVID shots to Mexico. Like, we're doing everything we can possibly do, folks, to make people feel loved and welcomed in America. And Joe Biden has clearly stated over and over again, come into America, be a part of America, come into America, be a part of America, come into America, be a part of America. We'll give you amnesty. Washington Post has said, we got a problem, guys. You need to understand this. This is starting to make us look bad, not make us look good. You might want to stop this. Even they're saying it now. And that's the Washington Post, who literally is obsessed with Joe Biden being successful. Even they're saying, guys, you might want to hit pause here for a moment and get this crap under control because it's starting to look bad for all of us. You think? Yeah, it is. It's starting to look really bad. For obvious reasons, by the way. One other thing I do have to bring up here. And that is what the governor was saying. The governor in Texas and what he had to say is so crystal clear. It's a problem. Everybody knows it's a problem. And we're dealing with these illegal immigrants. And it matches the two people's stories that match the most about this crisis at the border is the governor and the illegal immigrant from Brazil that's breaking into America. The governor in Texas is saying exactly what the illegal immigrant's saying, and they haven't talked to each other. So the illegal immigrant says, I'm coming here because of Joe Biden. And Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, is saying, they're coming here because of Joe Biden. And the Washington Post is like, well, it may be true. And the DHS secretary is saying, well, it's a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. Even so, almost all three of them are agreeing.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance. You know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe Biden.
Yeah, look, this guy's smart. He's not an idiot. He knows he has to say over and over again to get asylum that it's Joe Biden. I mean, that it's the violence he's afraid to go back to, right? If you say that you're afraid and you're fearful that you could be harmed if you go back to Brazil because you left and you get on TV, we're going to give you asylum. That's why he says over and over again, because he's very smart. He's been coached. He knows what to say. Say that your life is in danger. Say that you're afraid that you're leaving the violence. Say if you get sent back home, you're afraid you might die, and America will host you. These guys are coached. I don't blame this guy for saying it the way he just said it. He's smart. That's how you get asylum. Run to America. Say you're in fear for your life in your home country and the violence. But it, and he also is telling you the truth. Yes, it's Joe Biden. I would have never made this if Donald Trump was in charge. So back to Nancy Pelosi, back to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, back to Joe Biden. The only thing that changed is the president and their policies. That's it. Nothing else changed here. And I hope every one of you will share this. And please tell people to download our podcast so they can listen to this, because the majority of the media is not going to talk about it the way that we just did. They're not going to play you the illegal immigrant saying, I'm here because Joe Biden got elected. They're not going to say that because they're not going to put it on the TV, because then Americans will freak out. But the fact is, we have said, please come into America. That's what we've said. We've told them, come into America, we'll give you stuff, we'll give you checks, we'll give you hotel rooms, we'll give you food, we'll give you water, we'll give you kids' education for free. We've said all of that, folks. Every bit of it we've said. We have said, come into America, invade our country, and we will be welcoming, we'll be loving, we will love for you to be here. Come on in. That's what we've said. You know the old school saying, actions speak louder than words? This is exactly that. Our actions say, come in. We're giving illegal immigrants stimulus checks and hotel rooms. We don't even do that for our soldiers at the Capitol. I go back to that point because it tells you what this is about. And this is about whoring out America. I stand by those words, by the way. If anyone wants to write an article about Ben Ferguson says that Joe Biden's whoring out America, it's not just Joe Biden whoring out America. It's Nancy Pelosi whoring out America. It's the entire Democratic Party whoring out America, because they need new voters so desperately that they're willing to sell the American dream to people that break in this country, because they know if they can pull that off, they will vote for them forever. That's what they're going to do. They're going to vote for them forever. This is about whoring out America, saying, how many people can we get in this country quickly? Who cares if there's a crisis at the border? Who cares if it's a humanitarian crisis? Who cares if they're bringing in COVID? Who cares if there's COVID outbreaks while we're trying to bring them in? Because we're going to whore out America. That's what we do. And we'll continue to do it as long as we can. Why? Because then we can at least give away what we want to give away. We want to give away this amnesty so they'll vote for us. That's all we got to do. That's it. We just do that. So if we can give amnesty of 30,000, just kidding, 30 million, 25 million, 50 million, whatever the number ends up being, and then they procreate and their kids become voters, they're going to vote for us again. Remember, it's not just the amnesty in the first numbers, okay? That's let me be clear about that, all right? It's not just amnesty in the first numbers, okay? It's not. It's the second round and the third round and the fourth round of people. Because then you get people that can come into this country and they can sponsor them, so you're going to get them as voters. And then their kids are going to be able to vote, and they're going to vote for your party. Because if someone gave me amnesty, I'm just a realist here. I'm voting for that party forever. If you gave me the American dream and you give me all the American benefits and you get me out of Brazil or out of, you know, Dominican Republic or Mexico or whatever country it is, and you give me and my family amnesty and you give us money and you give us food stamps and you give us all of this government aid, I'm going to vote for you forever, because now I'm now an American citizen, and then I can bring all my other family in and I will vote for you forever. And the Democratic Party knows this. That's why I say it's whoring out America. It is whoring out America. They don't care about the rule of law. They want to blow up all the rules in this country. Every single rule they can blow up, they want to blow it up. They don't care. They don't care who gets hurt coming across the country, by the way, into this. They don't care if you're raped. They don't care if you're shot. They don't care if you starve to death. They don't care if you expire because of heat exhaustion or run out of water. They don't care if the coyotes are sexually abusing you. Because there's enough of them that will make it, right? There's enough that will make it. Enough. That it'll be worth it. So the others are just collateral damage. It's just collateral damage. Think about that mindset. Think about how evil that is. Think about how sick that is. That's what you're willing to do to people personally just to get what you want done so that you can secure your political future, not what's best for the American people, but so you can screw everybody else. All right, quick reminder. Please screenshot this right now. Share it with your family and friends. Let them know that you're listening to this podcast. We've been kicked off Facebook, and without you guys sharing this podcast with your family and friends, no one else will find out about it. Please write a review of this podcast as well. It'll make a huge difference in the charts. Reviews matter so much in how people find our podcast. So write a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing this with your family and friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.